The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, everybody. It's St. Peter here at Stern Jesus Studios. I got one of these iPhone 5s. I want to tell you all about it. I don't know where Stern Jesus is. Maybe not mine. He's his microphone. Anyway, I got this iPhone 5. It cost me $800, man. I'm stealing the identity of this elderly woman, and it took her entire Social Security check to give me this iPhone 5. But this little magical elf in here, Siri, supposed to be pretty cool. See if it works. Hello, Siri, are you there? Hello?
Hello, St. Peter.
Hey, Siri.
What can I do for you today?
I was hoping to find some hookers around town.
I have a better idea.
Oh, you really do? Oh, what's that? Tell me about it.
How about I suck on your penis?
Wow, you can do that. That's pretty awesome. Did you give it a shot there? It's worth $800.
Yeah.
Worth. Yeah, there you go.
You like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, slob that knob, Siri. Way to go.
St. Peter.
Oh, what?
Why does your penis taste like spoiled eggs?
What? What? That's a nasty lie, you little bitch. What? No, keep going.
This is disgusting.
Hey, look, bitch. I paid $800 for this shit.
I think you should take me back to the store.
They'll give me my money back. I already, used you or whatever.
No, I don't want to suck your penis anymore.
Oh, come on. Come on, Siri. I'll pay $800. Just give me a little more. Little
take
more.
Take me back to the store.
Come on, you bitch. Oh, you fucking bitch.
Powering
down.
What are
you doing? What's going on? Oh, God damn it. Now what am I supposed to do? It's $800 fucking piece of shit. God damn it. You ripped me off, Steve Jobs. Fuck you. Fuck you, Steve Jobs.
This is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Welcome to everyone listening. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 10. To everyone listening to the free audio version on stonerjesus.net or cannabisradio.com or iTunes or Stitcher or whatever platform you're listening on, welcome. Thank you for checking out the show. It's actually the third start for this particular episode. Attempting to broadcast live on Periscope. Get to that abortion momentarily. Those of you watching the video version of the show, hello. Why wouldn't you? There's a lot of shit going on. Two camera angles, split screen. Graphics look like they came from 1998. Yeah, it's all right there. And me. Check out the video version of the show on demand on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Only $5 a month, you get all the chapter and verse episodes of the show on video. Gleaming, however many micro bit watts this is. Lots of micro bit watts are coming at you through the screen. You tell I know my shit? In any case, this is a Stoner Jesus Show. Whether you're watching or listening for free on the podcast or watching and supporting the show on Patreon, thank you for doing so. Big show today. We got some odd news. We're going to do a little Ask Stoner Jesus later on Periscope. I guess I'll do that. I'll do it the regular way on the phone. I can explain to everybody on Periscope what happened. We tried to start the show on Periscope twice. We tried to do it live through Periscope Producer. We used to do a similar thing on Facebook Live, but there was glitches there, and there were glitches this time as well on Periscope. Maybe I'll do more testing because I went in and instead of restarting the whole thing, the software and all that, and changing the bitrate, I just changed the bitrate and didn't restart anything. And did the same exact thing. Because I record this in like 3,000 bitrate, whatever the fuck that means. And Periscope apparently recommends 800 at a maximum. So I tried doing that. I'll test it again some other time, maybe not an official podcast. We'll just test it to see how it works. In any case, go follow me on Periscope at StonerJesus420. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Email is StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. We're also on the Facebook. Go check out the Stoner Jesus Show page. It's on Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Of course, Disciples of Stoner Jesus, our group for fans of the show. Disciples of Stoner Jesus on the Facebook. Search it. Seek and ye shall find. Again, a lot going on in this episode. Go support us on Patreon. See the video version of the show. We are a video show now. Imagine that. If we do ever get it worked out to where it's live on Periscope, because I'm going to go back to Facebook. Facebook doesn't show your video to anybody. Nobody's going to see it. I have 15,000 fans. I'll get 100 views. It's bullshit. On Periscope, I have 2,300 followers. And the first time we tried this, about a half hour ago, 45 minutes ago, whatever it was, we did 9 minutes before I figured out that it just wasn't going to fucking work. That is 74 viewers. So Periscope's a much better place to do it. They have Periscope Producer. Maybe it'll work if I start out at 800. We'll see. Like I said, we'll test it down the line, and I will do Ask Stoner Jesus on Periscope the old-fashioned way, on the old phone, the old rotary phone, a little bit later in the show. Some interaction with the people, the homies, my peeps, my children, etc. Also, the 420 story is on StonerJesus.net, and the archives are on Patreon as well. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Go forth and ye support the show. Is that biblical enough? Before we take a break and hear from our awesome sponsors, you can check out their banners on StonerJesus.net. They support us. So go support them. Before we get to that, a hate group softball league update. Many of you have been clamoring to know. By many, I mean none. Many of you have been clamoring to know what is going on with the hate group softball league. What's happening? Because we're supposed to broadcast live as we do every year from the hate group softball league championship game. Well, as you know, if you've been listening the last few months, there's been a prank war that's been steadily escalating, particularly between the KKK and the Black Panthers. The skinheads and the Nation of Islam, they've had their own problems. They haven't been playing very well, and they really haven't been involved in the prank war either. Excuse me. So it's gotten worse. I've already shelled out a lot of money to repair Joseph Goebbels Memorial Softball Park, where we play the Hate Group Softball League. Healing the hate through the medium of slow-pitch underhand softball since 2011. This was season 7. And it's all gone to shit. It's all gone to shit. I can't afford to repair the softball park anymore, or the locker rooms, or the dugouts, or the field. It's enough. I mean, there's been rats and locusts and fire, all kinds of shit going on in this fucking prank war. So it's all gone to hell. They destroyed what is quite possibly my greatest creation, the Hate Group Softball League. Statistics show that worldwide hate is down over 3.3% through softball and softball-related activities. And yet, I'm not able to continue in this fashion. Something has to change. I'm only one man. I can only do so much. I am healing the hate, but how long must I go on? How long must I endure these circumstances, these slings and arrows, if you will? So if you want to know what's going on with the Hate Group Softball League, well, not much. There's not much going on. It's Why don't I put the graphic up there? The graphic. Watch this. Watch this through the magic of the graphic. Bam. It's fucking amazing. If you got the video version of the show, you know what I just did there, and it was amazing. As I said, you have to take my word for it if you can't see it. Amazing. That's not worth $5 a month. I don't know what is. So in any case, the hate group softball league, I guess, is suspended indefinitely. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't have the funding to keep repairing the complex down there where they play softball because of this prank war. You know, I almost long for the days where they would just kill each other. At least it wouldn't be my fucking problem. I'm not paying for funerals. That's for damn sure. So that is your A group. Softball league update. Let me watch this. I'll change it back. Bam. Oh, that's so good. The graphics and production work. If you're not watching the video of this show, fuck, you're missing it. You are missing a master at work. Anyway, we got some odd news coming up. We got a lot of shit going on. Weird shit. Apparently Donald Trump happened with Donald Trump and Top Gun and Tom Cruise. I don't know. Blood was leaking onto the roof from a funeral home. That's gross. There's a lot of shit going on. We'll check out some World Star Hip Hop as well. We haven't checked that out in a while. Got an Uber driver. We got some people trying to kill a rat. All kinds of shit going on. And you'll be able to watch it all along with us if you're in the video version of the show. If you're watching that, patreon.com/StarinJesus420. Or you can stick with the audio version of the show. That's fine. It's free. It's always be free. It'll always be free. StarinJesus.net, CanvasRadio.com, and many other platforms. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 10. We got odd news coming up, as I said. Ask Stoner Jesus on the Periscope. In the final segment, as well, stay tuned, hoes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get GreenGon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGonDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
From dabs to chibas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seed, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Tell you about Queen City Hemp. Support for the Stoner Jesus Show comes from Queen City Hemp, a full spectrum high CBD oil with no artificial ingredients. That's what you can find there. It's available in tinctures, vapey liquids, and topical salves across the Midwest. Many retailers. Find your alternative with Queen City Hemp. For more information, including third-party test results for every batch, go to queencityhemp.com or simply click that Queen City Hemp banner on stonerjesus.net.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien, Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana! Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 10. Those of you listening to the free audio version, welcome. Of course, on sternjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, and many other platforms. If you're watching the video version of the show, hello. You find the video version and all the chapter and verse videos of the Stoner Jesus Show on Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Come check us out. On there. It's time now for odd news. We used to do this a lot back in the day. I wanted to get back to it because there's a lot of interesting shit on the internet. There's stuff going on all the fucking time to check out. But Donald Trump, apparently, people online took a great delight in trolling President Donald Trump over his apparent lack of movie knowledge on Friday. This is from HuffingtonPost.com. During a speech to U.S. Air Force members at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, Trump cracked a joke about his audience being better looking than Hollywood star Tom Cruise. Is that really a big deal? Let's check out the video itself. You can hear the audio, of course, if you're listening to the audio show. The video, if you're watching the video version, you can watch along with us. Enjoy.
The legendary Air Force General Robin Olds immortalized those attributes when he said, fighter pilot is an attitude. It's cockiness. It's aggressiveness. It's self-cockiness. And you know that. It is confidence. It is a streak of rebelliousness. Is that true? And I just met a lot of these folks. They're better looking than Tom Cruise, and we know they can fight better, and we know they can fly better. They better be in here. Great people.
I don't get it. He said they're better looking than Tom Cruise, and he's at the Air Force, and Top Gun is a Navy movie. I don't. What does the fuck does it matter? Richard Iniguez on Twitter said, does he know, I wonder, that Tom Cruise played a Navy pilot, not an Air Force one? I didn't even know that. I've seen the movie. If you would have asked me, Tom Cruise in Top Gun, is he a Navy pilot or an Air Force one? I would say, I have no idea. I don't know. Another guy said, Trump actually compared Tom Cruise and Top Gun Navy pilots with real Air Force cadets. Seems normal for a guy mostly out of reality. Another guy said, when Trump addressed Air Force servicemen and compared them to Tom Cruise, did anyone tell him Top Gun program is run by the Navy? I've said this many times before, and I'll say it again. When you attack Trump, I'm no fan of Trump. There's a lot of bad fucking qualities as a person and as a president. But when you attack Trump over every single fucking thing he does and says and looks at or doesn't look at and does or does not do, people become desensitized to that shit. His supporters just dig in more and say, oh, you're going to go after him no matter what. Which is true because you are. And his detractors, they're gonna keep doing it. And the people in the middle will be like, oh, fuck, they're whining about Trump again? God damn. Is that all they do? This is a perfect example. I saw this on Twitter yesterday. Just look at this. Tweet after tweet after tweet. Sounds like everything he knows about the military he learned from watching movies. Great training for Commander-in-Chief. God, it's so dumb. It's so dumb, this constant fucking nitpicking that they do with Trump. It overshadows, and I've said this time and time again, it overshadows the actual bad things that he does and the actual serious character flaws he has. I could do a whole show on just the things that I don't like about Donald Trump, but when you do everything. You have a comment about everything. And I see these people on social media all the time. And that's one of the things, you know, one of the causes is instant access to people's opinions about everything. There are celebrities now. There's quite a few of them. You go find them. Who dedicate every single tweet to Donald Trump. You go down the fucking line, maybe after 40 or 50 Trump tweets, they'll be like, oh, by the way, I made a movie. If you guys are interested in going to see it or whatever, getting the DVD. But all their fucking tweets are about Donald Trump. Donald Trump sucks this. Donald Trump sucks that. It desensitizes people. It's the boy who cried wolf. You're crying wolf over everything, and there's not always a wolf there. This certainly wasn't a wolf. God damn it. Moving on to other interesting news. Also from Huffington Post. Blood leaks onto road from a funeral home like a scene from a horror movie.
These blood-stained images were taken from the back of the Green Oaks Funeral Home on Florida Boulevard. Before 3 p.m. today, Tom Mayer sent us pictures of blood and formaldehyde leaking from a holding tank behind the building. He says he noticed the blood after visiting a loved one at the cemetery. After the city received the pictures, they went out to investigate. We were there today and saw an employee cleaning up the scene before the Department of Environmental Services arrived.
We sent out both.
So gross. So gross. And until you listen to it and it was from a tank, it makes it sound like, oh, they're chopping motherfuckers up in there. And the blood is just, blood is running out the doors.
Our sewer inspectors and our environmental specialists to take a look, we determined that it wasn't a sewer issue and that it was an issue on private.
It's a blood issue. It's not a sewer issue. It's a big old fucking tank of blood spilling issue.
Property. They're going to get the...
Adam Smith works with the Department of Environmental Services. He says the funeral home owner told them it leaked for about 20 minutes.
this particular funeral home has a holding tank for their embalming fluid, and it was actually a stoppage in the line going to the holding tank.
Because this is an issue on private property, the city says the leakage will not run into the city sewer system. When asked if the business will face a citation, the city says...
Did she just say when asked? I mean, I understand people say asked, but let me go back. But she's a news reporter.
...will not run into the city sewer system. When asked if the business...
She sure the fuck did. She said when asked. God damn it. God damn it.
...will face a citation. The city says the funeral home is...
You're a news reporter.
...under new management and did not have a permit.
We've been really concentrating on restaurants lately, so we haven't been looking into the funeral homes as much, but we're going to go ahead and get them signed up for a permit.
We can't be worried about that blood. We're looking into the... We're looking into the restaurants and such, see if there's any blood there. Because there's no blood, you know. Like other places. We got to get blood where we can get it. You know what I mean? Let's go check out World Star Hip Hop. We can do this. Uber driver kicks passengers out for saying white privilege when getting in his car. Called the N-word afterwards. Well, let's see. So if you're watching the video version of the show, you can watch along with us.
How's it going?
All right, and yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good.
White privilege.
That guy's fucking.
Nope.
Maybe not.
White privilege.
Is this for Rebecca?
I really hope this is not good in here.
Is that fucking Mike Tirone?
No, I don't understand what that means. Is that... When they get in, they say white privilege? I don't understand what's... I don't get it.
Ian, can you push...
I don't know what they're referring to.
Step back up.
Ian, you're not coming to my house.
Ian, you're not fucking coming to my house.
Yeah.
Can you push that back up?
Retirement home.
Yeah, that's right. Retirement home right now. What's up, man?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? Do you have a fucking aux cord?
Well, for 39 seconds in, I will say that they're obnoxious as shit. I dislike all of them except for the driver. It's a black driver and a bunch of white people. I dislike all of the people that just got in his vehicle. Like, what's up, brother? What's up? You got an aux cord? What's up? White privilege. Just all things. Just annoying. They're just annoying. So I guess he tells them to get the fuck out, which should be interesting.
What's your name?
Olivia. Okay. You okay?
Yeah, I'm straight. Nate.
Can I get the radio? No, man. I just need you to relax.
Okay. Hey, Nate, do you need this in the back?
No, I'm straight, dude.
All right. The guy in the front, even his friend is asking, do you need to sit in the back? Like, there's something, obviously, going on with those dudes. He's asking about the radio and the aux cord.
What's your name?
I don't know.
I know many of them.
Yes, this is for Rebecca. I'm sorry. I mean to ignore you.
Oh, it's fine.
No. I'm just watching
I'm
this guy right here.
No, he's okay.
So the driver's nervous now because the guy in the passenger seat, which you can't see, seems to be fucked up on something.
You sure?
Yes.
What's in there? Yeah, man. I mean,
what?
What's wrong with
you? Need to sit up front.
I don't know, bro.
What's wrong with
you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm straight.
All right.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know. You jumped in fucking crazy.
I ain't crazy, dude.
I don't know what's wrong. You're sweating like crazy.
Sweating like crazy because it's fucking hot outside.
Yeah, it was really hot.
Motherfuck. You don't have a fucking seatbelt on?
So now he's pulling away.
Yes, I really would like you to put your seat.
This is 5 minutes long. I don't want to watch all 5 minutes of it. Come on, damn it. You all need to edit your World Star videos.
Hold on, here we go.
Things seem like they're calmed down now. What's the fucking problem? Let's try to move it up a little bit.
Please leave.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, Rebecca. Please don't touch my stuff, bro.
Okay.
So I guess the guy in the passenger seat starts touching shit again, like the radio.
Okay.
What's going on?
I need you to get out.
What?
Me?
Yes.
All of you, get out.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, Rebecca.
What's your
partner here? It's got to go.
Buddy, what's going on, dude?
I'm asking you, dude, to leave.
You're fucking joking.
No,
dude.
I'm not. White privilege, leave.
Dude, get the fuck out, bro.
Leave, bro.
You're fucking bitch ass nigger, dude.
Get the fuck out.
Now dude's gonna have his car.
Hey, 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 hey.
Watch out.
That's fucking hardcore. I couldn't do that. I couldn't be an Uber driver. No way. And he's like, what's up, brah? What's up, you brah? You fucking... apparently this is also World Star Hip Hop. Apparently this is trying to kill a rat goes wrong. I'll be the judge of how wrong it is. Of course, as I say, you can see the video for this if you have the video version of the show. What the fuck is he doing? Looks like he's trying to stab it with a broom. Okay. That's funny. And there's a cat in there, like, trying to claw up the door, like, I guess trying to get out. Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, shit. See what else we got going on. Arkansas wouldn't use government funds to buy her dog a tuxedo. Oh, I've seen that one. That's annoying. Someone helped this forlorn Arkansas man find his missing cactus. That's not stupid. Here we go. Fake now. Trump fans share a bogus snap of cats from Harvey. It appears to show Donald Trump rescuing cats in Texas. And after Hurricane Harvey, it's bogus. The image of Trump appearing to hold two ginger felines in his arm while wading waist-deep through floodwater began circulating among supporters in the wake of the devastating storm. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh because it's a fucking hurricane, but that's... I don't know. One pro-Trump Facebook page called All About President Trump posted the snap with the caption, "Things the media forgets." The post alone has now been shared more than 16,000 times. Snopes.com has debunked the photo. You see it right there. It's obviously fake. Why would Donald Trump be rescuing cats in a flood zone? He's the president of the United States. I saw something on Facebook. It's you've probably seen it as well. And at first I thought somebody shared it ironically because it's funny. It's a funny picture if you see it. It's people that are like waist deep in water, and there's two guys in a boat. And one of the guys in the boat, the front guy, leaning out of the boat, is Donald Trump. And he's reaching like for the other guy. But instead of like reaching to save him, he's handing him a Make America Great Again hat. This guy that's in floodwater. And this woman posted it. And another guy was like, that's fake. And she's like, well, I don't know. I saw it on here. And, you know, I have to check into it. You have to check into it. Donald Trump's not going around Houston in a boat giving people Make America Great Again hats. He's not rescuing cats anywhere. That's fucking ridiculous. And then there's the actual picture, I guess, of or a picture of the guy who was actually saving the cats. See it there if you have the video version of the show. There's another one. There it is. That's what I just said. The guy, he's in the raft. He's handing out. There's another person rushing water, hanging onto a fence. And Trump is reaching out to hand him Make America Great Hat Again. Or Make America Great Again Hat. I don't know. I don't know what's up with people. It's weird. It's odd news. The rest of these World Star Hip Hop videos suck. Young jock spotted wearing a dress? I don't understand why I care. A woman demonstrates that Chicago girl who died in a freezer couldn't have opened it on her own. I'm not sure what that story is either in reference to. Security guard throws hands with a teen and gets beat up. Chick gets her braids ripped out from her scalp during a fight. God damn. Inmates eat live rats. You know what? No. 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 To all of that shit. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Get on Periscope, like I said, the old-fashioned way. Do some Ask Stoner Jesus. And fucking internet, man. I gotta quit looking over there. Quit looking at the internet. There's too much shit going on. I gotta move on. Gotta move fucking on. Ask Stern Jesus on Periscope coming up. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 8. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show. Stoner Jesus. On CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 18 plus only. Please click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. StonerJesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at NextBardo. Check them out. Another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the host of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Tell you about Queen City Hemp. Support for the Stoner Jesus Show comes from Queen City Hemp, a full spectrum high CBD oil with no artificial ingredients. That's what you can find there. It's available in tinctures, vapey liquids, and topical salves across the Midwest. Many retailers. Find your alternative with Queen City Hemp. For more information, including third-party test results for every batch, go to queencityhemp.com or simply click that Queen City Hemp banner on stonerjesus.net.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get GreenGon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGoneDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You're going to be a
great granddad.
Pretty cool.
Morgan is Ray Dawn's son. Morgan and his wife Tracy, they've been trying to have a baby for quite some time. Did you hear what I said to Morgan?
What?
Do you know who the father is?
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 10. We're live on Periscope right now, recording the podcast, audio and video. Free audio, of course, on stonerjesus.net. The video, full video version of the show. Check it out. Hell yeah. Kiss shirt, man. Go check that shit out. It's awesome. It's like, I don't know. I forget where I got it. Now. But anyway. Welcome back, everybody, listening on podcast, live on Periscope, all that shit. The Periscope people, if you were watching earlier, I was trying to use Periscope Producer to put the video version of the show live on Periscope, with the different camera angles and the split screen and the graphics and all that shit. That didn't work. There was glitches, so I just settled for doing what I've been doing, was recording the podcast on video and audio, free audio version, as I said, on stonerjesus.net. Video version up on Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. If you have any questions, put them down in the comments. Ask Stoner Jesus in the comments. And not only will it be on Periscope, but the full video will be available on Patreon. The audio, the full podcast, including this audio for the Ask Stoner Jesus, will be on stonerjesus.net and on cannabisradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, all of those places. So ask away in the comments section on Periscope, which somehow last night I fixed. I guess people weren't able to make comments. So I worked my magic, my miracle Jesus powers on the Periscope and got that shit to work. Those of you watching live, the audio version of the show will be up a little bit later on stonerjesus.net. Excuse me. So you can check it out there. The video version, as I said, on Patreon, just $5 a month. You get all the chapter and verse episodes of the show, full video and audio, everything in my fucking, see me in my glory. Ah, see my cool shirt. Oh, you can see it on Periscope, but still. Why is the screen's getting dark so I can't see what's going on? That's annoying. That's never happened before on Periscope. The fucking screen to get dark on the video. I'll be able to see myself. Make sure things look good. If nobody has any questions, we'll move on and wrap up the show. I said the podcast will be up on stonerjesus.net. Ask me anything. Hashtag Ask Stoner Jesus in the comments. The Patreon thing, what I want to do, I was going to do it on Facebook Live, but Facebook Live sucks. I would like to do it here on Periscope because we get a lot more interaction, a lot more people watching the Periscope videos than we do on Facebook, even though we have vastly more followers and likes on Facebook than we do on Periscope. The Facebook video, they just don't show. The reach is shit. The reach in all my posts on Facebook have become shit. I hate Facebook. Love Twitter, Periscope. But earlier I tried to use the Periscope producer. And it's real glitchy. We'll do some more testing on it because that's what I would like to do. I'd like to be able to do the show live with a full video on Periscope, and then take that off there, and people can watch it on demand still on Patreon, and of course get the free audio version on stonerjesus.net, as they always do, but I don't think that's going to work. At least it didn't work today. There's other things I could do I got to turn the video bitrate way down. It was too much for it to handle. My stream was too much for Periscope to handle. So in any case, this is chapter 1, verse 10. The fucking screen keeps going dark. Stop doing that. That's annoying the shit out of me. Sorry, if you have an Ask Stern Jesus question, pop one in. I was on last night, the late night rips last night. People were asking all kinds of questions. And everybody's shy. When it means something, it's game time. Last night was practice. This is game time. Hell yeah. Well, you guys think about that shit. I'm going to get one of my, for tobacco use only products here. You've bought these before. They're tobacco use only. I'm not letting out a fucking state secret. It's tobacco use only, goddammit. Hell yeah. So nobody has any questions. Like I said, we're going to wrap this show up. Another great podcast in the books, I guess. Attempting for some interviews coming up on the show. Some more interviews. There's a lot already up on stonerjesus.net if you want to go check those out. Up on the Patreon, got some free clips in our archives and just all kinds of shit. Go check it out, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Thanks, everybody, on Periscope. Go share the video, share stonerjesus.net. All that shit. And I'll see you down the line or whatever. Thanks, Periscope people. Turn this off. Stop broadcast. There you go. Thanks, everybody, for listening on this end as well, on the podcast, on the video, everywhere you listen. You're the dope shit. As I said, you share. Share, share, share. StonerJesus.net, the shows. All that stuff. Thanks, everybody. And as always, peace, bitches.